Getting set to start the boys game tonight. If you're just joining us, the Troy girls dominant from the jump. They beat the Cobras in game one, 63-41. Big night from Harper Wettstein, 32 points and 9 rebounds. She was our player of the game in the girls contest tonight. Now we transition to the boys game here, Jackson Heights and Troy. Jackson Heights, a 1-1 record, coming off a loss to Royal Valley on Friday night, 54-40. Troy, we were there on Friday night. Goodness me, a double overtime thriller against Hiawatha. Trojans now 2-1 as they beat Hiawatha in two overtimes, 87-85. Let's get you the starting lineups for the boys' game tonight. Troy, road team per use under first-year head coach Heath Wettstein. They will go like this here tonight at Jackson Heights. Hunter Ingeman, 5'10 senior in the backcourt, 16.3 points per game. Caden Rosenberger, a 5'10 senior at just south of 4 points and 4 rebounds a game. Also starting Colton Ludke, 6'2 senior forward, nearly 3 points and 5 rebounds a game. And then the dominant duo, we mentioned Hunter Ingeman, third leading scorer for this Trojans team at 16 per. You got Caston Jasper, who erupted for 34 in the Hiawatha game. He's averaging 21 so far this season. And then Henry Geiger, a recent athlete of the week, he had 26 points and 12 rebounds, and he is averaging 24 points and 14 rebounds through 3 games so far this season. So again, for Heath Wettstein and the Trojan boys, 2-1 on the year, it is Ingeman, Rosenberger, Jasper, Geiger, and Ludke. Brett Plattner leading the charge for Jackson Heights is sitting here at the helm. It'll be Devin Montgomery, a 5'9 sophomore guard at 7 points per game. Drake Mellies, 5'10 senior, 11 points and nearly 6 rebounds a game. Austin Zeller, 6'4 senior, 11 points, nearly 9 boards a game. 6'3 junior Eli Kirk at 4 points a game. And Jay Soyle, 5'11 senior, 5 points and nearly 4 rebounds a game. So Jackson Heights, a record of 1-1. Montgomery, Mellies, Zeller, Kirk, and Doyle. Opening tip-off tonight, it's brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Again, Brandon Tamman alongside our studio producers. Seth Olafson, Megan Sturton, also Blaine, Ethan, and Grant for the Cobra Channel. Glad to be a part of your Tuesday night here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It'll be Austin Zeller, white uniforms for the home team Cobras, blue road uniforms for Troy. As we are locked in, ready to go here tonight, Troy will go right to left here in the first half. Cobras from left to right. Geiger will jump for the Trojans. Ball tipped around, picked up by Mellies, and here we go. Game number 2, boys contest here at Jackson Heights tonight. Troy, 3-0 against Jackson Heights last season, and Troy off to a 2-1 start here this campaign. Here's Eli Kirk in the left corner. Now Devin Montgomery a touch. Sophomore guard. One-handed pass to Mellies. Curling at the free throw line. Had it knocked away. Gathers. Gets it off to Jay Soyle. Zeller. Free throw line. Smooth jumper. Is down for Austin Zeller. And the Cobras, 30 seconds in, 8-2-0 lead. Here is Caston Jasper. Mentioning a moment ago. Went for 34 in the double overtime winner Friday against Hiawatha. He has it on the right wing, wanting a ball screen for Geiger, nothing doing. Now Geiger has it top of the key. Dumping it down to Ludke on the block. He wants to go to work on Melly. Tough shot. It's an air ball and a backside rebound for Jackson Heights and Eli Kirk. 2-0 Cobras a minute into this game. Jackson Heights defeated ACCHS in their first game last week, 63-51, but lost to Royal Valley 54-40. On Friday night, sitting at 1-1, Kirk a little turnaround from the elbow, a little strong, and a rebound for Troy. Geiger, 26 and 12 rebounds on Friday night. He's going to work on Zeller. Hop step in the lane, tough shot in traffic, hits the rim twice and falls off. Zeller, the rebound for Jackson Heights. Cobras working into the front court from left to right. The sophomore guard, Montgomery, 90 seconds into this game. Cobras lead it 2-0 on a bucket from Austin Zeller. Here's Montgomery back up top to Eli Kirk. Back to Montgomery, working on Jasper, gets to the rack. He lost it out of bounds, but last touch by Troy. Jackson Heights back-to-back, or I should say, not back-to-back, but a 2-1 start, and their one loss to a ranked team in 182 in Hanover, in which they blew an 11-point halftime lead. And on the inbounds pass, Zeller at the rack. He is fouled and is going to shoot two. Austin Zeller. First foul of the game. Here going against Troy's Caston Jasper. Well, Jackson Heights, tremendous football season. Austin Zeller, Sports in Kansas, first team All-State tight end in the 1A class, and he's short on the first free throw. Austin has struggled a touch at the line. Now 8 of 18 after that first miss here tonight. But a 2-0 start here for Jackson Heights. Zeller got it to go. He goes 1-for-2 and a 3-0. Jackson Heights lead, all 3 points off the right hand of Austin Zeller. Here is Jasper into the front court, working right to left. Now Ludke back up top to Geiger. Geiger holding above the head, doesn't use the dribble, now does once. Jasper in the left corner. Closed out by Mellies. Good matchup there. Deep off the dribble. 3 is no good for Jasper. And a rebound cleared away strong by Jace Doyle. Good start on the defensive end for Jackson Heights. A 3-0 lead, 2 minutes into the game. Couple of 15s. In work together. Melly started by Rosenberger. Now back up top to Zeller. Here's Montgomery. Impressive start for the sophomore at 7 points, 3 rebounds a game. Here's Melly's in the right corner. Now Zeller on the block. Good matchup here with Geiger. Turns to his left, fires it up with the left hand. And Zeller, all 5 points here in the first couple minutes for Jackson Heights. Here is Geiger into the front court. Rosenberger in the corner. Rosenberger now working on the dribble, waist high with the right hand. They want Ludke on the block. Instead, here's Hunter Ingeman at the elbow, backing out beyond the three-point line. Gets a screen. Here's the cut. Ludke bobbles, gathers, hands it off to Geiger. Rosenberger, left corner three. He's wide open. Front rim, no. Ingeman, the rebound. Reverse layup up and in. Hunter Ingeman, a second-chance stick back, and the Trojans are on the board. Cobras 5, Troy 2 at 3 minutes into this first period. Here's Doyle. Taking a pass on the right wing. Man-to-man defense by Troy here to start. Ingeman nearly forcing a turnover. Now into the corner with Eli Kirk. Spinning, caught. Defended well by Geiger. And that little bit of trouble there, forcing Brett Plattner to call a timeout. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 4:45 to go, first quarter in the boys' tilt. Jackson Heights, a 5-2 lead to get alongside our studio producers, Seth Solomson, Megan Sturton, Blaine Burdick, Ethan and Grant helping out with the Cobra Channel. Appreciate it very much. So we're double dipping tonight here on the radio and one of our video streams as well. Well, we mentioned the success for Jackson Heights playing on the football field the last couple of years. So you had Sports in Kansas releasing their All-State honors. So you had Drake Mellies, first-team All-State quarterback, Austin Zeller, first-team All-State tight end, and Tegan Bauhey as well, first-team All-State at linebacker. So Brett Plattner has a good group of athletes and now looking to transition here to the basketball season.
Yeah, it was definitely one of my, I'll speak this from the personal athlete experience because I played on this football team. It's one of my best seasons. I'll never forget this team, and hopefully it makes me excited, ready for this basketball season, seeing the talent that this team already has.
Cobras 1-1 through the first two, lost to Royal Valley on Friday night. We're back to it here, not quite halfway into this first quarter. Zeller contested 17-footer, shooter's touch, and Austin Zeller has the touch here in the first near 4 minutes, all 7 for Jackson Heights, and a 5-point lead here for the Cobras at home. Here's Jasper sidestepping in the lane. Is it going to be a block? Waiting for the official word, and it will be a blocking foul against Jace Doyle underneath. And let's see if they call it on the floor. And it will be free throws here for Captain Jasper. 6'1", sophomore. Sensational start early on this season as Jasper knocks in the first free throw. 72% at the line so far. That's first point in this game tonight. Sawyer Ashburn checks in here for Ludke. Also a sub into the game for Jackson Heights. It is Ian Allen, 5'11 senior. Second free throw, no good. 1-for-2 stint there for Captain Jasper. 7-3 Cobras. Here is Sir Peak, all-time name, into the front court here for Jackson Heights. Melly's lost it, dumps it into the right corner. Montgomery now on the wing. 4 minutes in, 4 minutes to go in the first. Cobras at home, a 7-3 advantage on Troy. And Ian Allen on the right wing, didn't quite get that pivot foot down. He's called for a travel. We mentioned the All-State honors for Jackson Heights for football. Troy has one as well. That is Colt Jensen, who has played a little bit this season. He was the first-team All-State return man in the 1A class. Here's Ashburn, not hesitating. Air balls a 3. Montgomery the rebound, as easy as you can get it. Down low for the sophomore guard. 7-3 Cobras, a little bit more than halfway into this first quarter. Here is Ian Allen towards the left corner, working back deep on the left wing, now near the top of the key. wing-to-wing pass deep towards the midcourt line. Allen has it. Another long skip pass here to Mellies. Troy going zone here as Mellies lost the footing, and that's going to be another travel against the Cobras. So back-to-back turnovers here. Troy switching up the defense a touch. Starting in man, went to zone there, now forcing Jackson Heights into their second turnover. 3:22 to go, first quarter, 7-3 Cobras, all seven from Austin Zeller. Ingeman two, and Jasper with one, the 3 points for Troy. Troy's averaging 73 points per game through the first three, and inside a travel is going to be called on Geiger. He got a bucket to go, but before that, a turnover by Henry Geiger. Subs in, as we'll see Kobe Balhay into the game, 6 foot sophomore for Jackson Heights. So Brett Plattner going into the bench here early, getting a couple of the bench players involved. 3 minutes to go in this first quarter, 7-3 Cobras. Stepping into a three, right wing, a little bit strong, and a backside rebound by Jasper. That one missed by Sir Peak. Geiger passing Rosenberger in the corner, works back to the wing, backing out, got to keep that pivot foot down, nearly traveled with it. But hands it off on the right wing to Jasper. Wants a Sawyer-Ashburn screen going to work. A little floater from the free throw line. What touch? Caston Jasper floating with the right hand from the free throw line. 7-5. Troy within two at 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Ian Allen, a deep left wing three. That one missing strong. Ingeman the rebound here. Now Troy a chance to tie or take their first lead. Here's Ingeman spinning. Geiger, beautiful pass. Ashburn, layup good. Geiger, what a dish. Sawyer Ashburn down low and a timeout for Brett Plattner. He is upset. So Jackson Heights already burning their second timeout here in the second quarter. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 2:14 to go first quarter. It's a 7-7 tie here at Jackson Heights in the boys' game tonight with Troy. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This holiday season, Foster Ford is spreading cheer with our Christmas giveaway. Enter our drawing for a chance to win one of two adorable Christmas bears or one of two $50 Chamberbuck gift certificates. It's our way of saying thank you and celebrating the season with you. Stop by Foster Ford right off Highway 75 in Holton to enter and check out our great selection of new and used inventory. Wishing you a joyful holiday season from all of us at Foster Ford.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Jackson Heights head coach Brett Plattner did not like the last minute and change from his squad, burning his second timeout here in the first quarter. A deadlock tie, 7-7. It's Troy and Jackson Heights tonight here on KMZA and the Cobra Channel as well. Again, Seth and Megan in studio, Blaine, Ethan, and Grant alongside the Cobra Channel. Brandon Tadman with you. Back to it. A 7-7 tie. Zeller, all seven for Jackson Heights. Jasper with three. Ashburn and Ingeman, two apiece. The scoring here early on for Troy. Here's Sir Peak after the timeout. A left corner three off the heel from the left corner. Missing by Ian Allen and a rebound for Rosenberger. Chance here for Troy to take the lead. 7-7 tie under 2 minutes to go in the first. Ashburn at the left elbow. Wanted a backdoor cut. Melly tipped it in the air and came away with a steal. Turnover by Troy, their second, and now Melly's bumped on the perimeter, and a foul on Troy. Foul on Hunter Ingeman, that is his first, in team foul number two. Drake Melly's leads this Jackson Heights team in steals so far this season, adding one there to his total. Here's Montgomery, near midcourt, fighting through a double team, lobbing a pass into the corner, Colby Balhay. Back to Montgomery, zone defense right now for Troy. Sir Peak thought about it in the right corner, instead back up top to Montgomery, he'll step. Fire along two, and his foot was barely on the line. Devin Montgomery, as long of a deuce as you could have. 9-7 Cobras, 80 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Ashburn, long skip pass near side to Jasper. Cobras closing out. Now Ashburn wanted the cut. He wasn't looking, and the pass was taken away. 9-7 Jackson Heights. Melly's beautiful feed. Layup good. Never mind on the feed. Melly's kept it himself, and that's his first basket tonight. Makes it 11-7. 4-point advantage for the Cobras. Final minutes here in quarter number one. Here's Geiger, had it taken away, and now a whistle and a foul near midcourt. They're going to get Colby Bauhey just being a little bit too aggressive, trying to deflect that pass to Geiger up top. Clock stop, 52.6 seconds in the quarter. Shot clock will reset. Rosenberger out. Colt Jensen has checked in for Troy. Here is Jasper in a quiet offensive quarter. Cobra's playing well on the defensive end, leading 11-7. Here's Geiger. Little move on the right wing. Long pass underneath. Now on the block, it's Jasper. He'll dump it down. Geiger, beautiful feed. Layup good and the foul. Henry Geiger, chance at a three-point play. Beautiful feed by Captain Jasper. He'll get the assist. The foul's on at Tegan Bauhey. That is his first. Team foul number three on the Cobras. And Geiger to shoot one. Geiger's free throw. In and out, no. Tipped out of bounds, and it goes to Jackson Heights. Just picking up a little bit more on Geiger. 24 points and 14 rebounds a game so far through three. He had 24 points and 20 rebounds in their season-opening win against Valley Falls, who at the time was a top-10 team in 2A. Troy 2-1, Jackson Heights 1-1. Melly's got cute with that pass, taken away by Jasper, turnover by the Cobras, and now up the floor. Ashburn can't make the left-handed layup, and off the deflected miss, Bauhey the rebound. Final 16 seconds, Cobras playing for the final shot, leading 11-9. There is Colby Bauhey in the corner, down to 8 seconds. Montgomery right wing, long pass into the fourth row of the bleachers. Oh, my goodness. Boy, that fan's going home with the game ball, but Troy gets it back with 5 seconds to go. Four turnovers now in the fourth quarter, or in the first quarter. Beg your pardon here. We're not that far ahead in tonight's second game, but Troy, wrong side of the midcourt line. They got 5 seconds on the side out. They get it into Jasper on the run. He's going coast to coast. Sir Peak strips it away and goes out of bounds with 2.4. So Troy, they have an inbounds play underneath. Head coach Heath Wettstein is in his first year taking over for Jonathan Rondell, who had a great career for the Trojans. Here is a three at the buzzer. In and out, no. And that takes us to the end of one. So a lower scoring game in a quarter number one in the boys' tilt. Jackson Heights at home. They lead Troy. It's 11-9 after the first 8 minutes of play. Second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescription. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair. Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Second quarter in the boys game underway tonight, 11-9. Jackson Heights, the 2-point lead. Trojans opening possession of this second 8 minutes. Here's Colt Jensen, hop step in the lane, had it knocked away and out of bounds. Troy will keep it underneath. 16 seconds on the shot clock, 20 seconds into this second 8 minutes of play. Again, Brandon Tamman, Blaine Burdick, Ethan and Grant. We got Seth and Megan helping out on KNZA as well. Troy girls won the first game tonight. Pretty dominant fashion, 63-41. And now Ashburn, they were looking for him underneath, and Jasper's pass sailing out of bounds into the Jackson Heights cheerleaders underneath the buckets, and a turnover on Troy. Four first half turnovers for both teams. And Jackson Heights from left to right, their first offensive possession here in this second quarter, leading 11-9. Austin Zeller has it on the right elbow. He scored the first seven. Leads all scorers here so far tonight. There is Colby Bauhey. Now Zeller again. Quick right side pass to Doyle. Good skip pass. Montgomery lines up a triple. Missed everything but backboard. And Geiger the rebound here for Troy. Here's Colt Jensen going to work. Left baseline. A lot of contact and an offensive foul. Colby Bauhey set it up. Took the charge. Troy turns it over. Jensen picks up his first foul. 11-9 our score. Cobras by two. They get the ball back. Not quite a minute into this second quarter. Here's Montgomery into the front court. Far side. One-handed pass. And it was tipped away near midcourt. And they get Jensen getting a little aggressive there. And the foul on Jensen. And he picks up quickly his second foul. That'll bring back Hunter Ingeman as Jensen picking up back-to-back fouls, and now back on the floor as well. Colton Ludke take the spot of Sawyer Ashburn. 11-9 our score, early second quarter. Cobras with the ball, side out, a two-point lead. Montgomery receives the inbounds pass, angles far side of the floor, left wing, hounded quickly there, Troy extending that defense. Here's Eli Kirk in the left corner, gets to the elbow, now Montgomery on the wing, waist-high right-handed dribbles, and now it works its way into the corner with Doyle, hesitated, then fired a three, it was on target but long, and a rebound for Geiger. Here comes Troy down two, early second quarter. Geiger put his head down and got to the rack and made that tough shot over Austin Zeller. 4 points for Henry Geiger. We're deadlocked at 11 at 90 seconds into the second quarter. Zeller now going to work. He wants to respond. Geiger got the tip in the miss. Good defense by Geiger there. Now Troy a chance to take the lead. We're tied up at 11. Geiger goes behind the back, picks it up top of the key, and now that pass nearly taken away, but Ingeman chases it down, and hounding him on the perimeter was Colby Valhey, and they're going to whistle him for the foul. And a sub in for Troy. We'll see Lane Hartman, the 6-foot sophomore. Hasn't played a ton this season, scored 3 points in the Valley Falls game, and gets his second opportunity in what is now varsity game number 4 this season for Troy. Here's Rosenberger in the right corner. 11-11 tie. Geiger thought about a deep three. Puts it on the dribble now. Working on the right wing. Put his head down. Got blocked up. Good defense by the Cobras and Chase Doyle. Back to Rosenberger now. 3 seconds in the lane. Ludke couldn't get out in time. Turnover on Troy. 6 first half turnovers by the Trojans. Drake Melly's back on the floor here. Sir Peek as well. Checking in for the Cobras. Colby Valhey and Chase Doyle now getting breathers for the Cobras. Offensive struggle here for both teams in the first half. 11-11 tie. Now the ball on the floor near midcourt. Rosenberger diving for it. He's tied up with Melly. And the possession arrow is going to keep it here with Jackson Heights, avoiding a turnover there. Jackson Heights through 2 games. 52 points per. And giving up 52.5 points per game. So 2 games in, the Cobras had scored 104 points. And had given up 105 points. And right now here in game 3, we're tied at 11 early in the second quarter. So they have played about as even Stevens as you could here through the first 2.5 games. Another deflected pass out of bounds. Cobra's just trying to find the answer here with this extended pressure defense that Troy is applying right now. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Zeller. Sir Pete deep on the left wing. Now into the corner it goes. Eli Kirk will fire. Air ball to 3. Backside rebound for Lane Hartman. 5:25 to go in the half. We're tied at 11 here at Jackson Heights. Here's Ingeman to the rack. And a lot of contact. Ball knocked away, and it's taken away by Jackson Heights. And now a travel's going to be called on Montgomery as he was wrapped up by Geiger and Ingeman after the miss. Sub in for Jackson Heights. We'll see Ian Allen back in. Montgomery gets a breather. Troy underneath with Lane Hartman to throw it in. We're tied up at 11 apiece. At 5:16 to go in quarter number 2. Here's Geiger quickly on the block. Rosenberger now on the right wing. Dribbles to the right elbow. Now Hartman on the wing. Hesitates a little bit, and that pass deflected off Melly's and off the hands of Ingeman and out of bounds. Troy turns it over again. Already 5 second quarter turnovers for Troy. 8 in the half. We have only seen 2 points scored here in the first near 3 minutes of this second quarter. It's 11-11. Here's Sir Peek in the right corner. Closed out quickly. Now wants baseline drive. Picks it up short corner. Now a good extra pass into the corner. Stepping into a shot, and it's in from 17. Left baseline. It's put down by Eli Kirk. 13-11 Cobras here. 4:45 to go until the half. Here's Geiger. Pull up straight away. It is off the heel from 18. Fighting from the rebound, and Zeller has it. And now pushing from left to right is Sir Peek. Going on Rosenberger, pass Geiger, nearly laid it in, and Geiger grabs the miss. Geiger, 5 rebounds here in the first half. He wants to push the tempo. Bouncing it backside to Hartman. He'll spin in the block. Ingeman thought about it, puts it down on the dribble. Now Hartman in the corner, fires the 3. Front rim high, missing, no. Zeller the rebound, and a foul on Ludke. Good box out there by Austin Zeller. First team All-State tight end just announced today. Get a sub in on the floor for Troy. We'll see Kasten Jasper. Geiger gets a breather. Cobras 13-11 for Troy. 4:17 to go in this first half. And Troy came in averaging nearly 74 points per game. And right now that has been a struggle here on this end of the floor here in the first half at Jackson Heights. Cobras defensively giving it up at 52.5 points per game, and now the Cobras nearly turned it over. Caught a double. Eli Kirk in the corner had it knocked away and out of bounds. Good hands there by Lane Hartman. Now Mellies will throw it in near sideline at 4 minutes to go in this half. 13-11. Cobras by two. Here's Mellies in the right corner. Puts it baseline. Got to the rack. Now skips it. Serpeek in the corner now fires a three. Front rim no. Zeller an offensive rebound. He had it knocked away on a steal. Here comes Troy up the floor. They got it up to Lane Hartman. He draws the foul. He'll shoot two. So Lane Hartman will go to the line. The foul on Ian Allen. That is his first and team foul number two on Jackson Heights here in quarter number two. Hartman's first free throw is good. His first free throw attempt of the season. And he's got a point here tonight. Subs in for the Cobras. Peek and Kirk will get breathers. Colby Bauhey is checked in. Montgomery back on the floor as well. Second free throw for Hartman. Got it to go. Perfectly done. Two for two. He's got two, and we're tied at 13 at 3:43 to go in the half. Here's Mellies casual into the front court, picked up by Rosenberger. Right at the midcourt line, there's the double team far side of the floor. Colby Bauhey got it through. Looking for Zeller inside. Jasper read that pass, and a steal for Jasper. Turnover Jackson Heights, now seven in the first half, and a carry on this end called against Jasper. He'll turn it over. Nine first-half turnovers now by Troy. Six here in the second quarter, and at 3:25 to go in this frame, we're deadlocked at 13-13. Mellies looking left, dumps a pass to Montgomery in the corner. Closed out quickly by Geiger. Gets around a double team, back up top to Bauhey. Here's Mellies deep on the right wing. Now Montgomery, short corner left, put the elbow down, and he's called for an offensive foul. Geiger sold it. Montgomery will pick up the foul and the charge call. It's his first foul, team foul number three. And Troy gets it back with 3:11 to go in the half and a 13-13 tie. Jackson Heights under head coach Brett Plattner, sixth year at the helm. Troy under first-year head coach Heath Wettstein took over for Jonathan Rodvelt for this season. Here's Rosenberger, right side on the wing. Now short corner, it's Geiger backing out to the right wing. Working with that left-handed dribble on Zeller. Picked up the dribble prematurely. Now looking for someone to get it off to. Does so to Rosenberger. Here's Hartman going to work. Head down in the lane. Kick out left. Wide open. Ingeman a three. It is high off the rim. Hartman gets the rebound and curls one up and in. How about the couple minutes here from Lane Hartman? He's got 4 points, couple of rebounds. 15-13, Troy by two. 2.5 minutes to go in this first half. Now Montgomery in the corner. Back out to Mellies on the wing. Long pass, left wing now, Colby Bauhey. Here's Zeller on a cut, got to the rack, but a foul on the floor. Zeller made the shot, but they're going to say it was before the shot. And the Troy foul against Captain Jasper, his second, team foul number four. So Jackson Heights will be in the bonus, final 2:23 of this quarter. Quick sub back in for Jackson Heights, Sir Peek checking in for Ian Allen. So Mellies to throw it in. Underneath his own bucket, left side of the backboard. Still looking, dumps it to Serpeek, high right on the wing. Started by Rosenberger. Serpeek bounced at the top of the key, gets it off to Colby Bauhey, going to work on the perimeter. Good defense here by Rosenberger. Now Zeller at the right elbow. Turning and facing on Jasper. Triple threat position, now gets it off to Montgomery. Back out to Mellies, 19 on the shot clock. Good hands again by Hartman, nearly getting a steal, but it's out of bounds. And the Cobras will keep it on a side out. 2:04 remaining in the half, 17 on the shot clock. Troy leading at 15-13. In a low-scoring affair. Ingeman read that pass. He took it away all the way, and he missed the layup, but he drew the foul. Heady play by Hunter Ingeman. 5 second quarter turnovers on the Cobras. Jackson Heights foul against Drake Mellies, his first. And now both teams in the bonus, final 2:02 of the quarter. Hunter Ingeman at the line for two. First free throw, high arcing, in and out, no good. 63% at the line this season. 2 points, couple of rebounds in this first half. He had 23 in the win against Valley Falls. 15 in the double overtime loss to Hiawatha on Friday. Trying to go 1-for-2, and he's able to do so. 3 points for Hunter Ingeman, and that is the lead for Troy here on the road. 16-13, final 2 minutes here in this first half of play. Here's Sir Peak, doubled up high left on the wing. Now back down near the midcourt line, dumps it to Mellies. Now right side, Colby Bauhey driving, baseline, might have been partially blocked, missed the shot. Geiger strong with the hands, pulling down his sixth first half rebound. And his pass inside taken away by Mellies. So Mellies, another steal. Down to 90 seconds. Zeller, right side to Colby Bauhey. He thought about it. Now fires. And short on a three. Battle for the rebound. Another rebound for Henry Geiger. 1:25 to go in the half. 16-13 Troy. Jasper Ingeman, right corner, had time to set it up. High arcing three. It was on target but short. And a rebound for Mellies. Mellies over the top looking for Eli Kirk. And he couldn't handle underneath. Too much mustard on the pass. And a turnover by Jackson Heights. Good idea by the Cobras to get up in transition, but too much on that pass from Mellies to Kirk. Troy gets it back. 1:09 to go in the half. 16-13 Trojans. Trying to get an NEKL sweep here tonight. Troy girls won big in the opener. Jasper, deep NBA range three, front rim no. And a rebound pulled away by Eli Kirk and Jackson Heights. Final 55 seconds. Here in this half, Sir Peak to the rack, stops on the left block, kicks it back out to Bauhey. Now Mellies, deep right wing, triple, banks it home! Trent Mellies has five. His first three of the season had been a tough start for him behind the arc, but now we're deadlocked again, 16-16. Final 34 seconds here in this first half of play. About a 5-6 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Rosenberger driving, another steal for Mellies. Turnover by Troy. Shot clock turned off. Melly sidestep to the rack. Blocked by Hartman. And a rebound for Geiger. 18 seconds to go. And Troy tried to get up the floor in transition. But Heath Wettstein wanted to burn a timeout here with 17.7 to build up a play here to end the half. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, timeout brought to you by Schlegel's. Homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. The perfect timeout snack. Again, Seth and Megan, our studio producers tonight. Blaine Burdick. We got Ethan. We got Grant. Brandon as well. KNZA and the Cobra Channel. But Blaine, not as much offense here as we saw from the girls' game. A 16-16 tie here as Troy tries to draw up a final play before the half.
I mean, I will say one thing. Defense is, I've heard this multiple times, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but sometimes defense is your best offense. And
100%.
With Cobras playing some good defense here, I mean, give it to Troy, too. Troy's playing some fabulous defense, multiple block shots. I mean, it just keeps the low-scoring game, which keeps it more eventful right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's see what Coach Heath Wettstein draws up here for Troy out of the timeout. 17 seconds to go. It's dumped in behind the midcourt line to Jasper. Right at midcourt. Gets a pass off to Rosenberger. 10 seconds to go. He's on the right wing. Bouncing into the corner with Ingeman. Down to seven. Still on that right corner. Going to work. Ingeman, 4 seconds. Geiger tees it up. Right wing three. Rattles it in at the buzzer. Henry Geiger with 7 points, 8 rebounds in the first half, and he cans a right wing triple at the horn. Halftime show next here on KNZA, brought to you by Highland Community College. It is close to home, but far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Troy on the road, 19-16, they lead it. Halftime show next here after a timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
The Pines of Houlton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Houlton family. At the Pines of Houlton, it's our family caring for yours.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we service what we sell.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game at the half here at Jackson Heights tonight. And Troy in town. Trojans 19, Cobras 16. Halftime show here brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. Seth and Megan in studio. Blaine, Ethan, and Grant here on the Cobra Channel. Brandon Tamman as well here on KNZA. Well, low-scoring game, as we mentioned, 19-16 Troy. 11-9 was the Jackson Heights lead at the end of the first quarter. The Trojans outscored Jackson Heights 10-5 in quarter number two. And 19-16, Troy in front by three. As we get to the first half numbers here on KNZA, we'll start with Troy and their leading scorer, Henry Geiger, 7 points. He had a three at the buzzer to take us to the halftime break. He had 7 points, eight first-half rebounds, leading the charge for Troy. Outside of that, four from Lane Hartman. Good minutes for the sophomore off the bench in that second quarter. They got three apiece from Kasten Jasper and Hunter Ingeman, and also 2 points as well off the bench for Sawyer Ashburn. Jackson Heights, they got seven from Austin Zeller all in the first quarter. He actually scored the first seven for Jackson Heights in this game, and then quiet after that. Drake Mellies hit a three in that second quarter. He had five in the first half, and then 2 points apiece from Devin Montgomery and Eli Kirk. Some of the team numbers unofficially in this first half. Troy, 11 turnovers, 14 rebounds. They hit 1-3 and were 4 of 7 at the free throw line. Jackson Heights on the team side, 10 turnovers, 10 rebounds. They hit 1 triple and they were 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Halftime stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Houlton Tax Services and Houlton, Mike Sankin, Kay Armour, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting. That is Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Get our boys' halftime score here at Jackson Heights. Trojans 19, Cobras 16. More halftime coverage after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Houlton Tax Services in Houlton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Boys halftime score here on KNZA at Jackson Heights. Cobras trailing Troy. It is 19-16 Trojans at the half. As we're getting closer to the start of the second half here on KNZA, let's get you a couple of girls' finals from tonight's action and across our networks as well. Going to the Big East League, Silver Lake undefeated. Top ranks are one of the top ranked teams in 3A. They defeat Holton tonight 57-31. Again, these are girls' finals from earlier tonight. Of course, Troy, our game earlier, maybe Jackson Heights 63-41. Jeff West beat Jefferson County North 72-41. Hiawatha, 7-point win against Horton, 58-51. And Sabetha girls defeating Atchison County tonight, 47-17. Just Maria girls scores and finals from tonight's action. A boys score here at Jackson Heights at the break. Troy 19, Jackson Heights 16. Final 2-minute break. Second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
How does Santa keep all of his toy spending on track? With the Union State Bank mobile app, of course. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton. Our mobile banking app can keep all of your holiday spending organized. Use the budget bubbles to see what you have spent or saved, to receive alerts about your account, and easily transfer money. Take the Union State Bank mobile banking app with you this season, either by sleigh or by car. Member FDIC.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go, about to start the second half. Our boys' game tonight. Let's see if some offense can pick up from both these teams. Again, appreciate everyone hanging with us tonight. Seth Tollison, Megan Sturton back in at studio. Blaine Burdick, got Ethan, we got Grant, Brandon Tadman with you on the channel, alongside the radio broadcast as well. Boys' game about to start the second half. Troy leading it at Jackson Heights, 19-16. As we are set now to go, both teams going starters here to begin the third quarter. Montgomery, Melly, Zeller, Kirk, Doyle for Jackson Heights. Ingeman, Rosenberger, Jasper, Geiger, and Lutke for Troy. Trojans by three, opening possession of the third quarter. They go left to right here in the second half now. And we are underway. Rosenberger, baseline drive, caught in a double, back up top to Geiger on the left wing. Goes opposite of the screen by Lutke. Now Ingeman on a curl at the left elbow. Putting the body down, and he's bodied up by Zeller, backing him out in the right baseline. Now Geiger in the paint, looking for Lutke. Beautiful feed by Geiger. Lutke, the benefit there on the other end of that pass, and Lutke is first two, and 21-16, largest lead for Troy at five. Now Ingeman nearly forcing a turnover, but short corner left, bounce back up top here to Melly. First offensive possession here of the third quarter for Jackson Heights. As Zeller caught in a double team, even a triple team, and he throws it away. 11 turnovers now for Jackson Heights. They're down 5, 50 seconds into the third quarter. It's 21-16 Troy. So six players have scored for Troy, led by Geiger with seven. Only four in the books offensively point-wise for Jackson Heights, led by seven from Austin Zeller. Here's Rosenberger top of the key. Now Geiger thought about it. Zeller closed out on him quickly. Now wants to go to work. Ludke screening top of the circle. Now pass to the right side here. It's Rosenberger. Now Jasper, right corner three. He's been quiet tonight and a little bit strong. A couple bodies hit the floor, and the rebound pulled away by Eli Kirk. Zeller and Geiger got tangled up. Or that was Doyle, but they're back up in, and we're 5-on-5. Doyle stepping into a deep one. He missed everything but backboard, and Ludke the rebound off the deep miss. Rosenberger in the right wing now. Here's Ingeman to the rack. Left side, a right-handed layup off the window for Ingeman. He's got five, and it's 23-16, Troy. Early season Northeast Kansas League matchup here. Both these teams will have a couple more games before the holiday break. Here is Kirk in the corner, guarded by Jasper now on the wing. It's Mellies, guarded by Rosenberger. Reversing along the perimeter, Montgomery thought about a three. Now Doyle, good extra pass. Mellies will try a deep one, and he was on target but short. But Kirk, the offensive rebound, second chance not there, and tipped into the hands of Geiger, who's approaching now double-digit rebounds here tonight. 5:43 to go, third quarter, 23-16. Trojans with their largest lead of the game. Trying to add to it. Geiger left wing. Little stab fake move there. Now backs it out with the dribble. Gets a screen. One-handed pass to Rosenberger on the wing. Now puts it on the dribble. Backs it out. Dumps it into Ludke. One-hand pass. Beautiful ball fake by Geiger. He'll go to the rack, and he'll draw the block, and he'll shoot two. Jace Doyle tried to set up for the charge. They don't give him the call, and Geiger's going to shoot two. So the first foul on either side in the third quarter. And a couple of subs about to check in here for Jackson Heights. After Geiger shoots his second free throw of tonight's game. Missed his first one in the first quarter. Got 7 points and 9 rebounds. And the free throw off the heel. Got the touch and it goes through. 8 now tonight for Henry Geiger. Came into it averaging nearly 24 points and 14 rebounds in the first 3 games. Sir Pete checks in, Colby Bauhey as well for Jackson Heights. Second by Geiger, got it to go. Good touch for the big man. And he's got 9 to lead Troy, and it's 24-16 Trojans. 5:20 to go, third period. Jackson Heights 1-1 on the year. Trojans are 2-1, and now we get a stoppage for the shot clock. Didn't start as Jackson Heights was working into the front court. Well, certainly we got some area schools with the experimental shot clock. Of course, within the next 2 or 3 years, it's going to be statewide across the board. So they're going to take a few seconds off the shot clock, and it'll be at 29 with Jackson Heights to throw it in on the near side with Devin Montgomery right in front of his bench and head coach Brett Plattner. So back to it. Trojans 25-16. They're up by 9. Montgomery straight away, a little hesitation, then fired a three. Zeller high for the offensive rebound, and nobody there in the left corner. He was anticipating someone on the outlet, and he throws it away. Second time we have seen Zeller do that in this game tonight. And Jackson Heights now 12 turnovers in the game. 25-16, Ingeman had a steam to the right block. Little hezzy, missed the shot, tips up into the air, and Ingeman gets his own miss. He's on the right wing. Now Geiger, short corner, right back out to Ingeman, working on peak. Hop step in the lane, little hezzy, shot up and good. Hunter Ingeman for two. Second chance ops there for Troy, and it's 27-16. They lead it by 11. Cobras have gone ice cold. Now whistling a foul here on the perimeter. Montgomery on the dribble. And the Troy foul against Ingeman, his second. And that'll force a side out here for Jackson Heights. So Troy just slowly building on this lead, their largest lead of the game right now at 27-16 at 4:36 to go in this third quarter. Zeller right back to Melly, skip pass now into the corner. Montgomery, another hezzy, he'll fire and drill a three. Devin Montgomery from the left corner. His second triple of the season, 27-19. Troy's lead cut to 8. That was a much-needed shot for the Cobras offense. Rosenberger going to work on the left wing. Bouncing on the block now to Ludke. Right back to Rosenberger. Little two-man game. Now short corner, Geiger in the left corner, working on Zeller, curls in the lane, fading away, shot off the heel, hits again, off, it goes, and out of bounds. And it's going back to Jackson Heights. So right about the halfway point of the third quarter, 27-19, at Troy by 8. Troy led it 19-16 after the first half, and has slowly built on it here in the third quarter. Montgomery bouncing it to Mellies, Ingeman defending. Now Mellies using the body, gets it to Montgomery, heat check from deep, front rim, and it rattles out. Nearly dropped in off the shooter's touch, and a rebound for Ludke. 3:40 to go in the third. 27-19, Troy with the ball, and now Ingeman thought it was deflected, but he's going to be called for a travel. 12 turnovers now for Troy. Sawyer Ashburn checks in. Ludke is out as the Cobras take over after the Trojan turnover. Troy 27, Jackson Heights 19 at 3:37 to go in this third quarter. Troy girls won big in the opener as they look for the sweep tonight. 63-41 was that girls' final. Harper Wettstein led the way with 32 points. Here's Montgomery diving in straight away. Little floater and the kind touch with the right hand. Devin Montgomery has 7, including 5 in the quarter, and it's 27-21. Jackson Heights within 6. Man-to-man defense right now for Jackson Heights. Here's Geiger. Now they switch it. Melly's on the defensive end. Now they switch back with Jasper wanting a screen here by Rosenberger. Working on the left wing. Sir Peek will switch on the defensive end. Jasper, nice crossover. Good drive, good kick. Rosenberger a 3. Missing badly short. A rebound for Sir Peek. Another opportunity for the Cobras to chip away. They're down 27-21. Under 3 minutes to go in the third. Melly's wide open corner. 3. Bottom. Drake Mellies, his second triple. He's got 8, and just like that, it's a 3-point game at 27-24. Now the Cobras on a run here. Rosenberger right in front of the Cobra logo at midcourt. Hands it off to Jasper there. He wants to step back on Peek. He'll fire. Just grazed the front rim, missing short. And here comes Drake Mellies up the floor. Zeller at the rack for 2, and it's a 1-point game. Zeller with 9, his first point since the first quarter, and a timeout for Troy. It is a full timeout. Cobras on a run. 2:17 to go, third quarter. Troy's lead cut to 1. They were up 11 just a moment ago. 27-26 our score. We're back after this here on KMZA.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, just a moment ago, Jackson Heights, they were down 11, but they are on a run, forcing Troy head coach Heath Wettstein to call a timeout. Cobras back to within 1. It's 27-26. 2:17 to go, third quarter. Thanks again for tuning in on KNZA here tonight. We got Seth, we got Megan in studio, Blaine, Ethan, and Grant all helping out with the Cobra Channel. Appreciate it very much. Brandon Tamma with you on the MSC Sports Radio Network. So out of the Troy timeout, they're down, or their lead cut to 1, and there's a quick foul as Jackson Heights ramping up the pressure here in the full court. They'll get Montgomery with his second, and team foul number 2 here in the third. 2:15 to go in this quarter. Ingeman had a steam, long pass up the floor. Ashburn, layup, missing. Geiger trying to fight for the rebound, and it's thrown out of bounds and deflected off Geiger, and Jackson Heights gets it back on the great play by Sir Peek underneath. Boy, Ashburn had a good look. It was a 2-on-1 break as they broke the press, but he decided to go up instead of the wide-open backside teammates. And a chance for Jackson Heights to take the lead. 2 minutes to go in the quarter. They're down 27-26. Here's Sir Peek, short corner left, using strength to get in the lane. Now kicks it back out to Montgomery. Zeller wide open. Montgomery the assist. Beautiful bounce pass. And Zeller now with 11. 28-27. Cobras back in front. Minute 42 to go, and Troy now throws it away. All the momentum on the side of the home team Cobras. Troy trying to slow down this pace here. They're trying to speed things up as Colt Jensen will check into the game here for Rosenberger. As we got ourselves a ball game now, 28-27 Jackson Heights. They were down 11 earlier on in this quarter, but now have a one-point lead. Colby Bauhey back in, working around the perimeter here. And back up top near the midcourt line, serve peak on the right wing, holding high above the head, puts it down on the hip, takes one dribble in the lane, floater, no, it was short, and tipped out. Nobody grabbed it for Troy, and Melly's right place, right time for a second chance opportunity. Troy fans saying, wake up. Letting a rebound slip away, and let's see if the Cobras can capitalize on this second chance opportunity. 22 seconds here on the shot clock, plenty of time, a minute to go in the quarter, 28-27 Cobras. Here's Melly's around a Zeller screen. Deep three on the way. Hits hard off the heel. And a rebound off the miss by Hunter Ingeman. 28-27. Trojans trying to retake the lead. Ingeman goes coast to coast himself. And he puts it in off the window. Nine for Hunter Ingeman. Troy back in front. 29-28. 40 seconds to go in the third. Here's Colby Bauhey on the right wing. Now Sir Peak. Melly's left corner. Nice ball fake. Good kick to Sir Peak on the wing. They got to reverse it. Montgomery right back to Peak. Troy able to scramble to get back in front and avoid a wide-open three-point shot. Now Zeller at the elbow. 10 on the shot clock here. Sir Peak, ball fake, moving, stepping in, and he got a three to go. They're going to call it a two. It is Sir Peak from the left wing. 30-29, first bucket tonight for Peak. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Ingeman into the front court. Now Ashburn in the corner. He'll go all the way. Lefty shot off the window. No. Rebound for Zeller. Final seconds and no shot up in time as Zeller pulled it down and Melly's didn't look up the clock in time to get a shot up from near midcourt. But the Cobras down 11 early in the third quarter. They fight all the way back and they have a one-point lead on Troy as we go to the fourth quarter. Our score 30-29. Don't go anywhere. Fourth quarter action coming your way next. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
That's it, good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage. It takes a team that knows its roles well. Working together to provide an exceptional experience.
That's a screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
For a free insurance review, see Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Competitive game here in the boys' tilt. We're on to the fourth quarter. 30-29, Jackson Heights. They have the first possession here in the fourth quarter. Melly's D3 straight away, missing off the right rim, no good. Rebound off the miss by Captain Jasper. Troy down one, early fourth quarter. Jackson Heights, they were down by 11 early on in that third quarter. Jackson Heights followed with a 10-0 run. We have been tight ever since. Henry Geiger with it, left elbow, backing down. Fading away, got the shot to go over Eli Kirk. Geiger with 11, his first points here in the fourth quarter. 31-30, Troy back in front by one. Here's Doyle, now Montgomery, skip pass to Colby Bauhey on the right wing, gets to the free throw line straight away. Left side pass, now Doyle in the corner. Montgomery driving in the paint, bounce pass. Right side, long two on the way, nothing but net for Eli Kirk. Second basket, 4 points for Kirk, 32-31. Lead changes back and forth here to begin the fourth quarter. Cobras by one. Here's Jasper getting hounded by Colby Bauhey. And after a couple of bumps near midcourt, they get Bauhey with the foul, his third. And team foul number one on either side in the first minute plus of quarter number four. Not a ton of free throws have been shot in this game. Fouls have been pretty quiet on both sides. Officials have been letting him play tonight. Love to see it. Here's Jasper around a screen. Ball fake. Shot at the ring. Got it to go with the touch. Quiet night for Caston Jasper, but he gets one there. He's got five, and it's 33-32. Troy back in front by one. Bauhey's pass, Montgomery left wing, now gets to the elbow. Bauhey sets it up, three on the way. Nothing but net for Colby Bauhey. A big bucket for the sophomore, his second triple of the season. 35-33, Cobras by two at 6:20 to go. Here's Geiger with it on the dribble, waist high, wants to go to work, gets in the lane, shot through traffic, and a foul called. And free throws coming for Henry Geiger. A couple of white jerseys in there. Let's see who they get the foul on. And they get Colby Bauhey. So Bauhey, that is his fourth. And Geiger's going to shoot two. First on the way. Got it to go. 12 for Geiger, and that brings on Sir Peak with Colby Bauhey picking up his fourth foul. So a little bit more size. Down low here for the Cobras, 35-34. Cobras by one, Geiger a chance to tie. And he got the shooter's touch. He's made four consecutive free throws here in the second half. And at 13 to lead Troy. 35-35 tie, just north of 6 minutes to go in the game. Good crowd, good atmosphere on hand for this one tonight. Troy girls dominant in game one. This boys game coming down the stretch. We're tied. Here's Mellis. He lost it. Montgomery, though, in the corner for three. It's a little bit strong and high for the rebound. Tipped out to Jace Doyle. And another opportunity here for the Cobras. Montgomery in the lane. Had it knocked away. Gathering. Putting it up and in. Devin Montgomery with nine. 37-35. Cobras by two. 5:37 to go. Rosenberger to the rack. Layup good. Caden Rosenberger and a quick timeout for Heath Westside. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Back and forth we go. 5:32 to go in the game. Deadlocked at 37. Back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then. Thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Time out on KNZA presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Full house, full crew on hand. Seth and Megan in studio on KNZA. We got Blaine, Ethan, and Grant for the Cobra Channel. Courtesy of MSC Sports, Brandon Tabman as well. Our boys tilt. 5:32 to go in the game. It is a 37-37 tie with Troy at Jackson Heights tonight. And here we go out of the timeout. Jackson Heights trying to retake the lead. Sir Peak trapped in a double in the corner. Gets it off with a high pass to Montgomery. Now Doyle back to Mellies, reversing it quickly into the corner with Sir Peak. Zone defense right now for Troy out of the timeout. Stepping in, deep three, Montgomery again. They're going to call it a two. A lengthy straightaway two for Devin Montgomery. He's got 11 in the game, 39-37 Cobras. 5 minutes to go in this one. Jasper, quiet tonight. Rosenberger now picks it up prematurely, dumping it in on the right block. Geiger back to the bucket, spins to his left. Got it up through contact, and the foul's going to be called on Eli Kirk. And more free throws on the way for Henry Geiger. So something to watch with 4:52 to go. That is the third team foul on Jackson Heights. Troy has yet to be called for a foul here in the fourth quarter. Geiger's first. No good. He had made four consecutive free throws here in the second half, but now 4 for 6 after that miss. Austin Zeller checks back in. Good minutes for Eli Kirk. He'll get a breather here. So after that miss, Geiger a chance to get it back to within one. It's on the way, and that one is pure. 14 for Henry Geiger, and it's 39-38 Jackson Heights with under 5 minutes to go. Montgomery to Doyle, left side on the wing. 1-3-1 zone right now being applied by Troy. Starting a pass to Mellies on the wing. Back near midcourt it goes. Montgomery got to the rack using the right hand. And Devin Montgomery taking over here in the fourth quarter. He's got 13, six of them here in the first 3.5 minutes of the final frame. 41-38, Jackson Heights. Here's Geiger on the wing. 4:20 to go. He got bumped by Zeller and a foul on the floor. And that is team foul number four. So Troy will be in the bonus. The final 4:21. Zeller's been disciplined tonight. That is just his first foul. Jasper to throw it in underneath for Troy. They trail here at Jackson Heights 41-38 at 4:18 to go. Jasper for the tie. It's an air ball. Might have been partially blocked. Good defense by Jackson Heights. Cleared away by Jace Doyle. The Mellies into the front court. Chest pass on the left wing. Serpeek open corner. Three off the rim. No. Rebound Geiger. Boy, great look. Serpeek just couldn't get it to go. 41-38 Jackson Heights. We're past the halfway point here in the final frame. One-handed pass to Rosenberger by Jasper. Now curling around the arc from left to right towards the corner. Handing it off there is Geiger. Going to work on Doyle. Baseline caught in a double team. Ingeman puts it on past Serpeek. And now Geiger back in the right corner. Rosenberger wide open for three. In and out. It was halfway down. Zeller using the strong hands to gather the miss. Rebound for Zeller. He's got seven rebounds tonight. Cobra's back into the front court up three at 3.5 minutes to go. Time ticking away, but still plenty of time here. Just a one-possession game. Cobra, Serpeek lost it. Somehow got it to Zeller. Boy, Zeller turned around, made a bunny, but Brett Plattner thought a turnover was maybe coming, so he had to call a timeout. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 3:18 to go in the boys' game, and it's a good one. Blaine, with how we've seen this one play out, 41-38. But Jackson Heights, again, they got down by as many as 11 early in that third quarter, proceeded to go on a 10-0 run, and really we've been back and forth ever since, with Jackson Heights leading by three with 3:18 to go.
I'm going to be honest, this game, if you were going to ask me, this game's going to come down to defense, because once Jackson Heights finally figure out what to do on defense, stop them, finally got some good offensive looks, moving the ball around, you see the score differential, you saw the points go up. Troy, though, when they were pushing the ball, making it quick, making the Cobras confused, they were able to go up as well. So Troy needs to speed things up, play some good defense. Jackson Knights just needs to continue what they're doing, play some good defense. Overall, just good defense is going to win this game.
Yeah, it was certainly defensive heavy with a 19-16 first half score, but both teams have picked up things offensively. Jace Doyle on the inbound and one. Melly's the assist. Nobody picked up Doyle on the backside. What a time for Jace Doyle to get his first basket tonight. He's got a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Cobras by five at 3:17 to go. They get the foul on Geiger, his first. And Doyle in and out. He can't capitalize as Geiger grabbing the miss. He's got a double-double tonight. 43-38 Cobras. 3:10 to go in the game. Here's Ingeman working on a screen. Hartman back in. Geiger straight away. Triple off the right rim. No. Serpeek the rebound for Jackson Heights. Cobras by five at 3 minutes to go in the game. Here's Montgomery going to work. Gets by Jasper. Now Doyle in the corner. And the shot clock coming into play. 20 seconds on it. Serpeek left wing. Troy's gone back man-to-man. Ingeman guarding Serpeek. Back up top here to Montgomery. He's had a mad house of a fourth quarter here with 6 points and 13 in the game. And now a scrum here. And a tie-up is going to be called. Good hustle and sportsmanship there by Doyle to help up Ingeman off the deck. Possession arrow here to Jackson Heights. Or nope, they switched it. It's going to be Troy Ball. So Troy, big stop there. 2:36 to go. They are down five at 43-38. They need a bucket. Here's Jasper guarded by Mellies. Gets a screen by Geiger. Zeller switching and now defending on Jasper. Rosenberger on the right wing. They want the matchup inside. And we got a foul away from the ball. And they get Mellies on this call, his second. Again, they switched with Mellies and Zeller defensively, and they were trying to get Geiger with the mismatch. Mellies, a little handsy there, gets the foul, and in the bonus now, Geiger to shoot two. Big free throws here for Geiger. And the first one spins in there. 15 and a double-double tonight for Henry Geiger. It's 43-39, Troy within four. 2:24 left in the game. Geiger two dribbles, spins it through the right hand, and that one's a swish. Big two free throws there, 16 for Geiger, a three-point Cobras lead at 2:20 to go. It's 43-40. Here's Mellies, a step and a half in front of midcourt, working on Rosenberger. He has bumped and fouled. Rosenberger, he got a little handsy there on Mellies, and just the second team foul against Troy here in the fourth quarter. 2:15 to go in the game. Cobras to throw it in underneath, leading 43-40. Jackson Heights trying to go to 2-1 on the year. Troy trying to go to 3-1 on the year. Chase Doyle, Melly's right wing. Still plenty of time on the shot clock, and another foul on Rosenberger defending Melly's as he dove in from the right wing. Rosenberger back-to-back fouls, and team foul number three, so Troy still one foul to give here with 2:07 to go. Jacksonites with the ball, leading 43-40. Melly's to throw it in, trying to set it up inside. Instead, dumps a long pass into the backcourt here to Montgomery. Doyle left wing, back up top to Melly. A reset on the shot clock here, 28 and counting. Now lost by Montgomery, and he turns it over. Jasper comes away with a big steal. A three would tie the game. Ingeman in the right corner, minute 50 to go. Here's Geiger bouncing out. Zeller defending on the right block, and now they spread it out. Geiger, little head fake going on Zeller, and they're going to give him an offensive foul. They're going to say he kind of went through with the elbow, and Geiger turns it over and picks up the foul. Second foul on Geiger, and now that's the fourth team foul. So both teams in the bonus. Final 140. Jackson Heights with it, leading by three. It's 43-40. Here's Montgomery into the front court. Now Doyle in the corner. Back up top to Montgomery. Stepping in the lane. Lost it. Taken away by Rosenberger. It's a turnover by Montgomery. Down three with the ball. Minute 25 to go. Ingeman, right corner. Ball faking. Getting by Zeller to the rack. Missed the layup. Fighting for the rebound. And Doyle rips it away. And now a whistle and a timeout for Jackson Heights. Boy, Ingeman, if he had that one over, probably goes in. He had a great look. And we get a timeout for Jackson Heights. A full will follow suit. Minute 16 left in this game. Jackson Heights 43 and Troy 40. Back after 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jackson Heights and Troy, the boys' game coming down the wire. Jackson Heights just getting a big stop on the defensive end, getting a timeout by head coach Brett Plattner with a minute 16 left to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Heights will have the ball working the full length of the floor, leading Troy 43-40. Thanks again, Seth Tollefson, Megan Sturton in studio. We got Blaine, Ethan, and Grant, part of the Cobra Channel, Brandon Tamman as well. Here on KNZA. So if Jackson Heights can pull it out tonight, it would be a split in the two games. Troy girls dominance in the opener tonight, 63-41, but the boys game has been tight. Although Jackson Heights trailed by as many as 11 in that third quarter early on, but they battled back, and right now a 3-point lead with a minute 12 to go and with a possession in their hands. Here's Sir Pete working into the front court, angling left on the wing, now dribbling into the corner. He's caught in a double team, and his pass to the top. Montgomery bouncing to Zeller. We get a whistle and a foul away from the ball, which means free throws coming here for Jackson Heights. Both teams in the bonus, and they get Jasper with his third away from the ball. And this is Devin Montgomery. First two free throws for him tonight. He's 5-13 on the season. And he nearly got it to go, but it's off strong. No good. Stays a three-point game with a minute two to go. 43-40, Cobras. Montgomery second. No good. He missed them both. And Ingeman the rebound here. So it stays a three-point deficit. Troy with a minute to go. Down three. And Melly's taking the pass at midcourt. Layup good. Oh, goodness. Drake Melly, like a defensive back that he is. Elite level skills to get a steal in a bucket. Cobra's up five with 43 seconds to go. Here's Ingeman to Geiger. His shot, no. And Zeller trying to find the ball on the floor. Geiger able to pick it up. He'll turn on Melly. Shot, no, but a foul on Drake. A lot of time off the clock. We're down to 32 seconds. Troy down five, but Geiger to shoot two. Third foul on Melly's. Geiger has lived at the line tonight. This will be his 10th free throw attempt. That one is good. 17 for Henry Geiger, and it's a 4-point Cobras lead, 45-41, 32.1 seconds remaining. Geiger's second. In and out, no. Zeller the rebound. It stays a four-point Cobras lead. Troy ramping the pressure down to 26 seconds. Here's Zeller, down to 22 seconds. Pass hit by Hartman and out of bounds. Precious time running off the clock. Troy down four. 21 seconds to go. They can't get the steal. Troy's going to have to foul. Melly's to throw it in. And into the backcourt with Zeller. Down to 19 seconds. I think Coach Weckstein wants him to foul, and there it is. It's 16.9, and free throws coming for Sir Peak. Geiger picks up his third, all here in the fourth quarter. Sir Peak, big free throws for the 6'1 junior. His first opportunity at the line this season. First one, pure. Big shot for Sir Peak. He's got 3 points tonight. 46-41. Jackson Heights by five. Time running out for Troy. We're down to 17 seconds. Sir Peak. Front rim, no. He goes one for two. Geiger the rebound. Troy, they got to work quickly. 13 seconds to go. Jasper deep, right wing triple. Off the front rim, no. Sir Peak the rebound, and he is fouled. And Jackson Heights, 7 seconds away from their second win of the season. Boy, what a battle back for the Cobras here in the second half. And we walk to the other end, which is 7 ticks remaining. Cobras by five. Sir Peak, another opportunity at the line. First freebie is good. 4 points for Sir Peak. He has added 3 rebounds, and it's a 6-point Jackson Heights lead. And Sir Peak, 1 for 2, missing the second, 47-41, down to 3 seconds. Lane Hartman at E3, it is off the heel. Zeller the rebound, and that will do it. It's a split tonight in the varsity games. Jackson Heights boys rally from down 11 in the third quarter, and they go to 2-1 on the season, defeating Troy. Final score, 47-41. Post-game show next here on KNZA, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business. Recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner-agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student-athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizen State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At B Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. B Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Northeast Kansas League basketball here on this Tuesday night, approaching mid-December, and it's a split between Troy and Jackson Heights. Troy won the girls' game 63-41. Cobra boys battling back, down by as many as 11 early in the third quarter. They outscored Troy 31-22 in the second half. Jackson Heights getting the win at home, 47-41 the final score. Jackson Heights now 2-1 on the season and 2-0 in league play. Troy, they dropped to 2-2 on the season, and they are now 1-1 in Northeast Kansas League play. Back one final time, we got Blaine, Ethan, and Grant with the Cobra Channel, Seth and Megan in studio, Brandon Tevin with you. Let's get you the final numbers in the boys' game tonight, which Jackson Heights coming out victorious 47-41. So for Jackson Heights tonight, leading scorer, the sophomore guard, Devin Montgomery, 6 of his 13 points in the fourth quarter. They also got 11 points from Austin Zeller. He added 9 rebounds for a near double-double. Drake Mellies had 10 points and 3 rebounds. Outside of that, you had 4 points apiece from Eli Kirk and Sir Peak, and then 2 points as well from Jace Doyle. Troy scoring tonight, double-double for Henry Geiger, 17 points and 12 rebounds. A lot of that heavy lifting from the free throw line. Outside of that, 9 points, 5 rebounds for Hunter Ingeman. 4 points from Lane Hartman. They also got 5 from Caston Jasper. Again, Jasper exploded for 34 on Friday night in the double overtime winner against Hiawatha, but Jackson Heights defense came out charging, holding Jasper to just 5 points here tonight. And then 2 points apiece from Caden Rosenberger, Sawyer Ashburn, and Colton Ludke. Some of the team numbers unofficially for Jackson Heights tonight: 15 turnovers, 25 rebounds. They were 3 of 9 at the line and hit 3 threes. Troy tonight, some team numbers unofficially: 14 turnovers, 24 rebounds. They hit 1 3 in the game. That was in the first half from Henry Geiger. And Trojans a little bit better at the free throw line, although it didn't help in the win department. They were 12 of 17 at the line. So, Blaine, like I always do, whenever we have a sidekick along hand with a broadcast here tonight, I'd like to give you an opportunity to give me your thoughts on a potential player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.
Well, the player of the game obviously went to Devin Montgomery, and I'm going to say congratulations, first of all. I know this kid's been working his tail off. Originally, he wanted to play football, but he decided to step back. He was going to work on basketball, and obviously, that's shown off. I mean, having those 13 points throughout the game, I mean, you could see him. He's, even as a sophomore, he's not afraid to go in and drive, put up a basket. He's not afraid to dive across the floor, go get the ball, and I love seeing that. Something very exciting for me to see for the next upcoming years, and then talk about Austin Zeller. Just get to give him a quick shout-out, too. I mean, having his 11 points, but also just being a big body in there. I mean, yeah, sometimes you may not get as many points or rebounds, which Austin definitely did that, though. But sometimes all you need is that big man, and that's what, exactly what Austin, Eli Kirk, Sir Peak, they all did. And I give a quick shout-out to them.
Yeah, no doubt. And you mentioned Austin Zeller. He had 11 points, but he scored the first 7 points for Jackson Heights in the first few minutes of that game. But Devin Montgomery, again, the sophomore guard, player of the game here on KNZA, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Not only did he score 13 points to lead Jackson Heights, but 11 of the 13 in the second half, including 6 big points in the fourth quarter, as Jackson Heights able to hold on for a 47-41 win in the nightcap here tonight. So again, the Northeast Kansas League here on KNZA, it is a split between Troy and Jackson Heights. Troy girls, 32 points from Harper Wettstein. They beat the Lady Cobras in the first broadcast, 63-41. Cobras again down by as many as 11 in the third quarter. They rally it back and get that split. Home win for the Cobra boys, 47-41. Up next for both teams, both in action on Friday night. Jackson Heights will be up against the Big East League, and they'll travel to St. Mary's. Of course, we'll have it on the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Troy trying to bounce back, at least the boys trying to bounce back. They are back in league play again on Friday night. They will be on the road at Riverside. Big thanks to everyone helping out tonight. Seth Tollison, Megan Sturton in our KNCA studios. Blaine Burdick, appreciate it, brother. Also Ethan and Grant, part of the Cobra Channel as well. As Brandon Tamma, we're signing off. Final scores here from tonight's action: Troy girls over Jackson Heights, 63-41, and the Jackson Heights boys defeating the Trojans, 47-41. Thanks for listening to High School Basketball here tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been High School Basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
Plenty of hit country. And the information you crave.
It's just fun.
Find Kansaland Radio on Facebook.
Making radio fun again.
Online. And on